Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Novak Djokovic, one of the world's top sports people, spends 8 hours in an Australian airport in the early hours of the morning, held in captivity, according to his father, as he tries to prove his eligibility to enter the country where he plans to win a record 21st Grand Slam title. 2022 did not hang around long before giving us a nice juicy story to get stuck into. Hello, Kieran.
Hey there, Owen. How's it going?
It's going pretty well, Murph. All the better to hear from you in this, our first promotional podcast of a new year. We got the latest from Melbourne today. And also talked to the great Caitlin Thompson from Racket Magazine. Among the strands we explored was actually the person who I've already referenced there, Djokovic's father, what's his name again? Sridan Djokovic, who told Russian media, tonight they can throw him in a dungeon, tomorrow they can put him in chains. The truth is, he is like water, and water paves its own path. Novak is the Spartacus of the new world, which won't tolerate injustice, colonialism, and hypocrisy.
But I do think the father's sort of inclination to politicize and to feel aggrieved simultaneously is a very, very, very clear indication of how Novak sees himself, which is not as this player who needs to follow the rules and who's choosing not to and embracing the role of the villain for maybe being, you know, the sake of being a contrarian or wanting to point out hypocrisy, which, you know, it's rife in the world of tennis as it is in the world. But rather, he's this messianic figure who must yet again endure some trial because, you know, like Jesus nailed to the cross, it's not real unless you suffer. I think that mentality is very, very clear, and it's very clear where it comes from. And where it comes from is Novak's dad.
A lot of people are making the same gag over the last 24 hours, Murph, or at least the same observation that a Drive to Survive type fly-in-the-wall documentary will be really handy for the tennis world right about now. And if that were to be the case, then we know the breakout star would be Djokovic Sr. Forget about Novak. You know, you mightn't get all the access you want to Novak either, whereas sounds like the L-lad will give you plenty of all the FaceTime you can handle.
I mean, a lot of people were loudly proclaiming that someone had better be taping this for that reality TV show that's based on the Australian Immigration Services. Border Strike or Border something. I mean, there is actually a show, you know, based in, you know, the airports of Australia that, you know, we don't know. We don't know that they don't have some of the hottest footage in sporting history. If they do, then I will increase by one, the number of episodes of this show that I've watched, bringing it to a total of one episode.
Sounds good, Murph. Big news in the second captain's world this week. Ken Early has gone vegan.
Beetroot soup.
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah?
It was incredible. And you know what I'm going to have today? More soup.
Half an hour to make a soup.
And then they have cans of soup.
Half an hour, 10 siblings.
What does it look like? A turtle, is it?
Soup.
Nobody had any soup to start with. Nobody had any puddings to finish with.
Soup. That's better than a brick because you can't throw a brick. It's too heavy. Soup. But a can of soup, you can really put some power into that, right?
Yes, sir.
Soup. It's incredible. And you have people coming over with bags of soup, big bags of soup.
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 On Tuesday's episode, Ken had a really brilliant conversation with Henry Mance of the Financial Times about his book, How to Love Animals in a Human-Shaped World. And it's fair to say Ken has been affected by this conversation, hence all the talk of his beetroot soup, which did look delicious, Murphy. Did it look delicious? It looked impressive. It was a very rich colour. Don't know how tasty it looked or sounded, I got to be honest with you.
I mean, it was vivid. It was a very vivid colour. And that's, you know, it brought a little colour into our lives. But, I mean, I'm not entirely sure that I'd be eating it, you know? And listen, you know, I have nothing but respect for Ken. I mean, he's talked the talk, and now he's walking the walk. That's literally what he's doing this week. It would be easy to sneer, and I have been doing that this week, of course. But, you know, I should put on record now my boundless respect for my colleague and the efforts that he's making this week to save the planet. And, you know, it might even last the weekend. I'll be interested to hear on Monday's Free For All show.
How much soup can one man eat? That's the question.
I mean, he was already getting pretty annoyed at the selection of lentils in his local shop. I mean, you know, it's like the first crack appears to have...
There was too much of a selection. That was the issue. It wasn't just red and green, as I had foolishly assumed. There are so many more lentils to choose from once you start digging into the lentil game, the lentil business. Big lentil. It was a great chat with Henry Mance anyway. Henry seemed to respond positively to Ken's probings, unlike a certain football reporter, Raphael Honigstein. Did anyone notice this on Monday's football podcast, Raphael? Oh, let's not play you. This should become apparent.
You know, he was suggesting that it's Tuchel's fault that I can't score any goals.
I'm not sure he did.
Is there anyone this might actually suit, or is this a system that necessarily makes forward players look bad?
No, I don't think it makes four players look bad. I don't think Lukaku has looked bad when he was...
I mean, we definitely disagree about this. There haven't been too many of them. I mean, he seems like a player who's good at almost everything apart from scoring or assisting goals, which are pretty important when you're at the focal point of your team's attack.
I don't think it's that, I think.
And Liverpool generally, actually, you have that kind of late Invincibles feel from, I find, that kind of... They play lovely football... And they've got that aging spine.
I don't see any similarities between Liverpool and Wenger's Arsenal.
Yeah, just Rafa casually destroying the premise of each question Ken asked. I maybe listen closer. But sometimes when you're not involved, I was at home listening to that one. I was Ken chatting alone to Rafa. And I just thought, it's happening every single time Ken asks a question. Just Rafa dead bats it and then answers whatever way he wants to answer. But there you go. We've still got another football podcast to come this week, by the way. You can sign up now on secondcaptains.com to hear us talking about the Africa Cup of Nations tomorrow. €5 a month plus VAT. Why not just sign? Well, I was about to say sign up for the year. Once again, just to be clear, you can sign up for the first month and then you can always cancel after the end of January if it suits you. You can also hear a classic edition of US Murph from this week on the late John Madden, Super Bowl winning coach who helped create a video game empire. In between those two careers, he was also a revered TV analyst who struck up an iconic partnership with the commentator Pat Summerall.
So when they were on CBS before they moved over to Fox, and there would be Sunday night lineup back when people watched network television, CBS always had this TV show called 60 Minutes, which I'm sure you guys know about. It's the famous news magazine show. It's still going. And then there was a drama starring Angela Lansbury as a sort of an elderly lady detective called Murder, She Wrote.
You don't have to tell us about Murder, She Wrote. It's a staple.
Okay.
I mean, we feel like it's basically an Irish show.
I'm pretty sure it's still on daytime TV over here.
Okay. So one of the great moments in growing up in the 80s would be late fourth quarter of the game you were watching, let's just say Candlestick Park, and CBS would then show on the screen Tonight on CBS. And Pat Summerall did this every Sunday. Tonight on CBS, 7 o'clock, 60 Minutes, at 8 o'clock, Murder, She Wrote. And it was like an iconic delivery of this half-second beat between the words murder and she that Pat Summerall would deliver. And tonight on 60 Minutes, tonight at 7 o'clock, 60 Minutes, followed by 8 o'clock, Murder, She Wrote. And so that would be like part of the Madden experience, was hearing Pat Summerall tease the Sunday night lineup on CBS. So I mean, talk about getting the warm fuzzies. Because then he would say that. He'd say, see, there's the thing about Murder, She Wrote. She always gets the case. She'll fix the case, Pat. No matter what it is, she's going to figure it out. You know, he would, like, you know, ad lib like that. You know, I mean, Madden being the bar stool guy that he was.
That was one of about 10 to 15 John Madden impressions from U.S. Murph, Kieran.
There was about as much John Madden impersonator as U.S. Murph in that chat, actually. And the chat was about half an hour long, so.
As if we wouldn't know who Angela Lansbury is, by the way. Sure, she's basically Irish. She's had a home in Cork for many, many a year. As Angela Lansbury, as Killian has been keen to point out behind the scenes here. Sign up now, secondcaptains.com. Happy New Year to you if I haven't been talking to you yet so far this year. Thanks, Kieran.
Thank you, Owen.
Thanks a million. Take care.
Tonight on CBS, 7 o'clock, 60 Minutes. At 8 o'clock, Murder, She Wrote.
60 Minutes will be coming up following football, followed by Murder, She Wrote.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.